Happy Sunday to you. Hope you're having a lovely weekend so far. And we've reached the end of our first 2 weeks of this month's topic, where we've been covering all things to do with alignment. And as we move on now tomorrow into the second part of this month's topic, we will be focusing on manifesting, creating, and really going within to bring out our inner wisdom, our inner guidance, and more importantly, our inner power to be able to create the reality that we deserve and we desire. And over the last 2 weeks, you've done some great work and just really witnessing where you are in yourself, how you're emotionally vibrating, what your thoughts are, what your beliefs are. And that is really just about trying to get you to acknowledge where you are in yourself each and every day. And also, I was getting you to look at what you can do to feel good and how to bring yourself into that space of feeling really good. So both of those energies, looking at how we are in a high vibrational energy, so the things that are good for us to do in terms of our enjoyment, fulfilling our passions and fulfilling our purpose in life. Also, you know, creating a devotional practice to ourselves every day, or at least every few days over the course of a week, taking time for ourselves to acknowledge ourselves. And I've really actually myself, over the work I've been doing on myself over the last number of months, but I always go through each topic with you. So the work that I'm asking all of you to try, I also do myself. And what I've realized over the last 2 weeks is that when I'm not doing that stuff, when I'm not really connecting in with myself as much as I need to, which for me is actually every day, I've got to do it every day, I can see myself dipping. So over the course of the week, I just had a lot of things going on. It was quite a busy week. I had a lot going on personally, and then a lot going on with work. There was just loads going on. I found myself actually really exhausted. And I was going to be interviewed for a podcast, and my energy was really low. And I said, I'm just going to sit down. So I put some essential oil on my wrists and behind my ears. I played some beautiful spiritual music, and I just sat there and breathed in and breathed out, like I always tell you to do, for about 10 minutes. And I was just revitalized. And it was just a reminder to me of how quickly we can come back into alignment. Even though I talk about that and I know that, sometimes we forget these things in the midst of busyness or pressure, or just weeks where we're just not feeling up to it, or just feeling we just couldn't be arsed really of minding ourselves the way we should. So this is really important, and it just changed everything for me. And I was able to go and do that interview and be even more energized than I was before, which is really important. So these are things that you can do for yourself. So what I would love you to do today, as we, you know, have a nice day of rest on a Sunday, is to think about where you are in relation to alignment. Have you moved more into alignment over the last few weeks? Has it brought anything up to the surface? You know, one thing that doing work on ourselves can bring about is a feeling of a lot of deeper changes and deeper shifts that can be difficult to process. You may feel more tired. You may feel, yeah, I've like peeled back another layer, but it's a little bit too much for me at the moment. And like I was saying in my teaching last week around the emotional vibrational chart, the scale of consciousness that I gave you a copy of under one of the audios, it's about progression. And it's about just taking the steps forward. That's what you're doing here by being a member of It's Time For Me. You've made a commitment to devote time to your own progression. Whatever pace that takes, however long or quick that moves for you, that is all right. The main thing is that you're taking those steps to keep evolving, to keep growing, and to keep expanding in your life. And this will be really important as we look at the next 2 weeks. So yes, manifesting is like magical energy, miracle energy, whatever you want to call it, about bringing really wonderful things into our life. But we have to be clear in ourselves to do that. But also what I want us to learn through the next 2 weeks is the power we possess within ourselves. So not just to create everything, but just to really remember that deep power that we all have. Because to manifest, we have to remember that, and we have to be in connection with that. So we're going to go on a little bit of a spiritual journey over the next 2 weeks. And I'm going to be doing some much more deeper teachings, maybe not as like practical. They're going to be a lot more probably spiritual, because we are tapping into a higher energy, which is within ourselves and our higher self, and obviously source energy, which is where we can create with and from. On Tuesday night, I'm also holding a new moon ritual and meditation class, and for all of you members, it's free to come along. That's going to be at 8:30 on Tuesday night, Irish time. Now, the new moon is on Monday, but I'm doing it on Tuesday because I want to hold space for the energy that day, but we're going to do some really good stuff. So it's going to be a little bit different to the normal classes. We're going to write out our intentions, which we've done before, and we're actually going to go through the process of either soaking them in water. I'm going to do things with flower petals as well, and also with plants, where you can actually plant seeds or plant your actual intentions and paper into the plant. And going to do that like live in the class. Generally, I talk through what to do and let you do it in yourself afterwards, but I feel like the energy will be just so much more powerful if we do it together. And then I'll be inviting you to go through guided meditation, to allow me to guide you through meditation more, I should say. But I'm going to get you to like either lie down in your bed or to have a yoga mat and like not just be sitting. I want to go really, really deep now as we create brilliant energy, and this new moon is going to help us do that. And this new moon is in the sign of Cancer, my own star sign, which Cancer is all to do with water, and water are all to do with emotions. So you might be finding this week that, and actually probably more last week, it was a bit intense, but the kind of calling for this newer evolved side of you versus the grieving of the letting go of the older version of you. And I read a really interesting quote the other day, which said, sometimes when we overcome things like pain or trauma or difficulty or stress, we feel that by overcoming it is to get back to how we felt before the stress or before the trauma or before the pain. And the quote was just saying, but basically you've evolved so much, you're never going to go back to that old version of yourself. And sometimes we hang on to those old versions because we remember times where we were in a really good space and we're trying to recapture that moment. Remembering those times is brilliant because it shows you have experienced that and you can experience it again in the future. But I think part of what's going on spiritually and energetically at the moment is we are all being called to evolve quite quickly and quite strongly and powerfully right now. So that can be hard. That sounds really lovely, and it is lovely, but it can be hard to do when we're feeling like, oh, but hang on, like, what about all these other aspects of myself? And we're afraid of what we don't know, and we're afraid of maybe who we might be in the future. And I definitely know for myself, this is something that's also come up over the last week, where I've realized I've been trying to recapture things when actually that's quite limiting. It's like, am I ready for what is to come? Am I ready for the new stuff? And if I'm really ready for the new stuff, why am I hanging on to the old stuff so much? So it's hard. We're going, like I've said this before, like the world is going through a very big grieving process of this time, or at this time, because the world is changing so quickly. So we are grieving our old ways, whether that's just socializing properly, you know, if it's as basic as that for people. But for some, socializing on a proper level is really, really important to do with their communication, to do with their contact with people, their connectivity. So, or it can be, you know, on any other level. But the reason I'm talking about all of this, and I know I'm jumping through a few different things, is this is all part of being in alignment with yourself. Because to be in alignment with yourself has to be in alignment with your truest version, with your truest self, and with your higher self. And that highest aspect of you is ready to progress and to move forward. And we always feel like we want to move forward, but we don't sometimes recognize that there is a difficulty in doing that because of our unconscious or subconscious fears. Or also because we don't know a different way. And this is where the trust and the surrender aspect comes in now of how are we going to create this different way. So I would love you, just like I said, as I summarize up after going off on a bit of a tangent there, just where you are in terms of the alignment. What have you learned over the last 2 weeks? Have you put things into practice? Have you just kind of understood yourself more, acknowledged more about yourself? Where are you with all of this? And I'm really excited to get started around the manifesting part. If you'd like to come to the class on Tuesday night, just let me know. It's free for you. I'll just send you the details that day, and your journal as well that'll go with it. But just let me know. And I really look forward to connecting with you all really soon. Have a lovely day.